Okay, so we're back, probably part 10 or something, and the build is finished. It finished in 12 minutes, so we beat the manual by 3 minutes, which means either we did something horribly wrong or they're fudging their numbers, or both. So should I reach in and grab it?
They don't actually have any instructions for plucking it.
All right.
So it's at the bottom.
The plate drops to the bottom.
The plate drops to the bottom.
Okay, so in here?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, this here?
Yes.
Oh, it's kind of tiny. It's stuck to the... Okay, well, a little bit of it broke already, but that's okay. The one link. Oh, no. No, it didn't. It didn't break at all.
It just came off the build plate.
Oh, it just came off the build plate. This is really scary because it feels like it's breaking, but it's it's breaking off the build plate.
There you go.
Holy... Cool. So Arpan is holding the phone... And there was a little strand of plastic attached to it, so I ripped that off. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plastic... Links.
Yes. Linked to each other.
Linked to each other. They can even move. And it's a chain. It's a...
Yeah. You can make that noise there. And.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's literally... we just made this. Whoa. That is... Yeah, pretty amazing. That's brilliant.
How's the texture like?
The texture is, I'm being a horrible reporter right now. The texture is, they feel a little squarish. They're not maybe as round.
I think that's that was in the design.
Yeah, yeah. But even within the texture of the link, which is very small, it's like a series of rods or a series of layers. You can feel, like Arpan, if you touch it, you feel the texture. It's textured.
Right.
So a series of lines you can tell. So it's not a smooth plastic. It's ribbed almost. It would be maybe
especially on the sides of the links.
Yes, especially on the sides, and it's a little rough around the edges, you know. But it's a plastic chain.
Now the interesting thing is that these links were diagonal to the surface of.
Yes,
extrusion.
They were not printed flat. They were printed diagonally, which is very difficult
very
to describe. But wow, so we have a chain. That's brilliant.
And this design is by somebody called Sal. That's what the manual says.
Well, thank you, Sal, if you ever hear this audio boo.
Yes.
Both you and 3D printing are awesome. All right, that's so I think that'll conclude our epic 10-part series on the tour of 3D printing. Awesome. That was great. Arpan, thank you again for your help.